biggest range of fragrances at the lowest prices. Chemist Warehouse really is the real house of fragrances this Christmas.
Now we've got there was a story over the weekend that did tickle my interest because tickled my interest.
Okay, good.
I don't think that's the same.
No, I don't think it is.
Well, do you know what, Fev? I was actually going to say tickled my fancy, but that just sounds rude.
Okay. Well, that sounds better than tickle my interest.
Anyway, sorry, I've got the giggles.
Because an interest could be anything. A fancy is just ooh.
Well, a fancy sounds. All right. More dodgy than any.
What was the story that whatever you want to call it? What piqued your interest? What story was it?
She can't get over that I called you Brian again.
Oh. Okay, there's a food blogger, a food critic in the United States. He has done an article or reviewed a restaurant. When he reviews the restaurant, he puts up a photo of himself dining at the restaurant.
Yeah.
Now, what's happened in this photo, there are people around him in the background dining, and a wife has spotted her husband on a date with another woman.
Wow.
So she's busted her husband. They've now broken up, and it was all because of this food critic. And I mean, having not been a cheater myself, I always think, don't you have to think through all the possible scenarios that somebody sees you?
Someone's
stiff. That's pretty rough.
He could be in a different country.
Yeah.
He could be anywhere. And a food blogger has taken a photo and he's in the background.
Yeah.
That is stiff.
Tough stuff.
Do you know what
shouldn't be doing it in the first place, but jeez.
Now, cheating phoners are the backbone of FM radio. These have been around since the 80s when the FM band started.
Absolutely.
But there's a reason why, because it's always fun to listen to cheaters being busted, to the point where let's fire off our regular segment intro, Byron. You're busted. Yeah! Did you get busted cheating? Did you bust your partner cheating? How did you bust them?
Oh, good stuff.
When his missus said, mate, you've obviously been cheating on me, he's like, no, I didn't. She showed him the photo. He just would have gone, well, I am stiff.
Wouldn't you go though? Work colleague, friend having troubles.
Wasn't me. I got a doppelganger.
Wasn't me.
How weird is that? Anyway, give us a call right now. 13.
That's 10, exactly 60. Like
if
me.
You've been caught cheating in a weird way, or you've found your partner doing the same thing, keeping in mind, of course, it is Petrolpalooza. Every caller on air gets their car filled up with free fuel all week. Our number 13 10 60.
101.9 The Fox.
Now we were just talking about this guy who's a food critic in America. Did a review of a restaurant and uploaded a photo of all the people behind him dining, and a woman noticed that her husband was dining with a woman that she didn't know. That was how she busted him cheating.
Ooh,
now, this is unfortunately, this phone topic, did you or how did you bust your partner cheating, has been around in radio forever because one thing you can be guaranteed in the world, when there are couples, there are cheaters. It's a bit of a sad reflection on our community, isn't it?
Sure.
People will always cheat. Now we have Jasmine from Pakenham. Hi, Jasmine.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Jasmine. Jasmine, how did you... But can I have my... I'm just pointing at the mic.
Sure, yeah, absolutely. I've already played it, but here we go again.
Go ahead, Jasmine. I busted my ex-partner, well now, but I was with him for about 3 or 4 years and kind of suspected he was cheating, and then wanted a bit of direction in my life, so I went to a clairvoyant who was kind of just telling me things about my life, and she said that I'm with someone, but he's kind of with someone else.
Whoa.
And described this girl to me who I kind of suspected him of cheating on me with.
No.
So I confronted him about it. He denied it. And then we were out one night and we went home, and he was quite drunk, and I went through his phone and found messages from the girl that the clairvoyant had described to me.
Mate, I seen one of those boxy and they said I was going to die at 50.
A clairvoyant. Yeah.
So we broke up, and then he brought it up to me and he goes, you know that time that you went to the clairvoyant and she described that girl to me? He goes, I absolutely crapped my pants. He's like, because he obviously was cheating on her before then.
Right, gotcha.
She must be good. Where is she?
Pardon?
Where's the clairvoyant?
She is in Officer.
Okay, if you want to see her, Fev, maybe get a redo because the last one told you you'd be dead at 50.
Dead at 50? Mate, I want to go see this.
She said you're having an operation.
And I just had one.
You might die.
You might die.
It was all a bit much, I won't lie. I found that very confronting.
Well, I haven't eaten meat since.
I know.
You're a vegan / pescatarian.
But okay. Emmeline in Rosebud. Hi, Emmeline.
Hi, guys.
Emmeline, how did you...
Didn't even make
sense. Bust your partner.
So back in the day, we used to use Pixo to upload photos from parties. It was like Instagram. And I was flicking through this random girl's Pixo page, and then in the background, I see my best friend's boyfriend making out with another girl.
Oh! Gee. I mean, photographic proof is the ultimate, isn't it? There's no getting away around that. What happened?
You're stuffed.
She stayed with him.
She stayed with him?
Now,
yeah.
Now, oh. Did she crack? Are you still friends with her?
No, I'm not anymore.
Yes, because you dobbed on the boyfriend and the girlfriend went with the boyfriend and flicked her best friend.
It's always the way, isn't it?
Oh. There is nothing more frustrating than friends that stay with cheaters.
Right, fair enough.
Because as your friend, you look out for them. If she wasn't imagine if you didn't show your friend the photo.
Right.
That's a worse friend, surely.
Well, fair enough. Well, that's what Emmeline would say.
They still might be friends.
Yeah. Emmeline, I know this is a weird one because it's been a serious phone topic.
Fill her tank up.
You've won yourself a tank of petrol. There we go. As did Jasmine, by the way, in Pakenham, because everyone who gets on air this week, we fill their car up with free fuel. It's Petrol Palooza here on The Fox.
101.9 The Fox.
Great to have this guy back in the studio. We love him on the telly. He's been doing a great job on The Project lately, for example, amongst so many other shows. But what about this?
Just love him.
We love him. His name is Joel Creasy. He has a new show, and the name of the show, get your tickets from joelcreasy.com.au. It just sounds less like when I say it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I think you need
say
to say it.
Byron.
No,
say it.
No, I reckon Joel
messy
should.
Bitch.
Yeah, it's messy bitch, right?
Yeah, get all over it.
I know some people get nervous about saying it, but like, I am a messy bitch. We all are, and I'm embracing it. You know, I'm a hot mess. And I figure if I title my new stand-up show that, it's a bit of a tax write-off every time I stuff up.
Yeah, 100%. Right?
Oh, that's very true.
Oh, good point. Okay.
Yeah. That was a tax write-off.
Exactly,
So you could have a big night out and just claim everything you did.
Yeah.
And that's a brilliant idea.
And I always say to people, I often say to my boyfriend, like, you know, if I've had a big night out or if I've done something like wild, I always go, oh, never a dull moment. That's my new cover for every time I do something wild. Yeah, babe, never a dull moment.
And what's the comeback?
Yeah, he has nothing to say. So, yeah, true. There never is a dull moment. I'd love a dull moment.
Now, speaking of a big night out, GQ Awards last week you hosted.
I did, yes.
Great reviews.
It was really fun. The GQ Man of the Year Awards, they had the best crowd. Like Zendaya was there, Baz Luhrmann was there, Julie Bishop was there. We both had the same haircut going on. It's a really fun night.
And you teed off.
We're disappointed because there's no audio from it, but we've read that you ticked off a few celebrities. Can you relive those moments for us?
I did. Okay, I'll try and think of a few of the jokes. I went after Dylan Alcott. I went after Sophie Monk. I said, Sophie's obviously doing so well. She's a Hollywood movie star. She's won Celebrity Apprentice, won all these shows. Single-handedly crushed the hopes and dreams of the four other members of Bardot. although I say that from a place of love because, you know, my first ever concert I ever went to with my dad when I was 11 years old was the Bardot concert.
Wow.
Yeah. And I think that was a bit of a red flag for my dad that day. I think that's the day my dad went, oh, okay, well, it's clear that my son is really into pop music.
Sure.
Yeah, he knew. Yeah.
Now, you did have a go at Dylan Alcott. And that
I did.
Hurt me a little bit too because what you spoke to him about was the AFL footy show, which I was one of the hosts
Yes, that's right. Yes.
What was said about the AFL footy show, now that you're right next to Fed?
I said it was the worst thing to ever happen to Dylan Alcott.
Don't worry, it was pretty funny. At least we got paid. It was only on air for 8 weeks.
Yeah, exactly. That was exhausting 8 weeks.
Yeah, it was exhausting, mate. After that, I used to sit back and I was getting paid by the footy show watching the front bar. It was brilliant.
Yeah, but that's how it should be.
Yeah, it's amazing.
That's how it should be. Well, thanks for being the butt of my joke, Fev.
And I also agreed. Do you know what I did love? Mm-hmm. I loved that Jason Momoa was GQ Man of the Year.
I know, yes,
because
he
I couldn't agree more.
Yes, he's delicious. There were some really good award winners.
He's delicious.
People. Yeah, yeah, he's delicious.
Jason is that the dude that's the Aquaman?
Aquaman,
yeah. Yeah, Aquaman.
He's
see,
massive.
Joel, I had an issue because Who or People magazine had John Legend as the sexiest man alive.
Oh, right, yes.
But when you've got Jason Momoa kicking around,
yeah.
I'm John Legend, Jason Momoa. Are
I
you
know.
Kidding?
It is a tough one. I like Jason John Legend, but yeah, Jason Momoa. Come on, he's the man of the man of the mo.
How do you nominate yourself for this?
I'll sign you up. It's like AA.
You're not sure it works like that, Fev. I don't think it's that process.
I'll log on and I'll enter you.
Now, because tickets are obviously, you've made the announcement about Messy Bitch.
Yes.
Have you? I want to ask you, Joel.
Say
have
that
you
again,
written
Roxy.
It? No, because I tried to say it.
You start,
not
yeah,
lightly.
Say it again.
Messy Bitch.
Oh, that is so cute. Have I started written it yet?
Yes.
Well, all my stand-up's very autobiographical, so they're all true stories that happened to me throughout the year. So, no, I'll probably do it the night before, but I promise it'll be really funny. I've started thinking about it.
You're going to write it the night before?
I'll put it in order the night before, but they're all kind of like dinner party stories. So yeah. They're just a bunch of dinner party stories told by your sassy gay best mate.
Because, Joel, it's my favourite thing about comedians, isn't it? You've got, this time of year, you all need to submit your show.
Yes.
And because I know lots of your friends and fellow comedians, they all say they just put in a name and then they write it.
I know. That's why I just put in a generic name. Like, this is what people just call me 24/7. So it just works, doesn't it?
All right. Well, we are already getting our tickets because they just went on sale at joelcreasy.com.au. I don't know. Do you want Fief to trot out the whole, have you not even thought about the show yet? Does that help you? Does that help you sell tickets?
Okay, actually, yeah. Let's do a redo. I've written it. It's amazing. The reviews. We've done an off-Broadway trial. The reviews have been incredible.
That's much better. We are already in the queue for Joel's brand new show. JoelCreasy.com.au for your tickets. Always good to have you on the show, mate.
Thanks, guys. Good to see you.
101.9.
The Fox.
The Fox.
What about over the weekend from last Thursday, the movie everyone was waiting for?
Elsa, the past is not what it seems. You must find the truth. Across the enchanted lands and into the unknown. But be careful.
Oh, yes, Grandpappy, they were careful. I saw it, Fev. I went. Frozen 2.
Oh, well, I took Lenny. I didn't watch it, but I dropped her and her friends off, and they saw it. Lenny said she cried 13 times, said it was the best movie ever.
We'll see. Well, and I love that Lenny loved it, and that is beautiful. And it was, as a grown adult, I was more excited than Trixie about it. Like, honestly, I haven't had that since I was a kid, that I sort of went to bed the night before going, I'm seeing Frozen 2 tomorrow.
Did Trix wear her Elsa dress?
Yes, she wore her Elsa dress. She got right into it.
Did you wear your Elsa dress?
No, I was tempted. I wanted to wear just the Elsa hairpiece. I nearly put it in.
You should have done that.
I wanted to take the Elsa wand. I was so excited. I did that thing where I was just a little too excited. Have you ever, like when a movie, and I took, I had Trixie and I had two of her friends, and I did that thing where we were sitting down and I had to just, Trixie asked me something as the movie was beginning. And this is a little tip for everybody. In the first probably 2 minutes, a lot gets explained. You don't want to miss that.
Oh,
so,
wow. Okay.
So someone like me who's still putting my bags down, I'm trying to get my blanket out. I was just trying to get the popcorn sorted with the girls.
And what did Trixie say? How do I put the seat back?
Yeah, she did. I did. I did treat. I because it was special occasion, I went all out. I booked gold class, guys.
Okay,
right. I was so excited.
You got to splash out now and then.
I loved it. I loved it. The songs, when we got in the car, I immediately downloaded the Frozen 2 soundtrack.
Now, is there a Let It Go?
There is a Let It Go. Yep, there's a couple, actually.
Oh, there's a couple.
Okay.
Yeah, I wonder if they'll be as big as Let It Go. Like, Let It Go is so huge.
It's so big.
Yeah, but no, the songs were great. Everything. I don't want to give anything away other than to say.
Are they really sisters?
Yeah, yes, of course they are. But right. I don't want to give anything away. You do find out a bit of their backstory.
Yeah, things aren't what they seem, so I just assume
they're not
sisters.
Don't try and spoil Frozen 2. Yeah. 3 days into release.
Does Olaf melt?
The only thing that's funny about it in one way is because it's a movie that kids love and adults can get into too, there's a lot of themes going on, and I won't lie, I didn't understand all of it to the point where
it's a children's film.
Well, we got home and see Trixie, because our kids are growing up in this get things on demand when you want them. Remember back when we'd go and see a movie when we were kids and you had to wait for 12 months for it to get onto a VHS or a DVD?
I had to wait for the DVD, mate. We got home.
Well, you never saw the film.
You never got to the movie.
You're very lucky to be going to the movies back in the day.
Well, Fev, we got home and Trixie's like, Mummy, can we watch it on Netflix now? No, it doesn't work like that. You've got to wait. But then she kept asking me questions. And I'm not kidding. I spent all afternoon on Wikipedia trying to figure out what was going on in a lot of the movie because there's lots of explaining of their history. And there's still a bit I don't understand, so I'm going to have to go back and watch it again. And I can tell after I'll love it more and more the more I watch it.
I might be able to help you. I'm taking Lulu to watch it because Lenny watched it yesterday. So I'm going to take her this week and I'll film it and we'll watch it. I'll show you.
You can't film it. That's piracy. Okay. Do you know, one thing I did take from it, guys, and this is, I bet no one else has taken this out of it. This will be a unique observation. If you're going to see Frozen 2, look for it. Mm. One of my favorite parts of it is the fact that on the screen, two leading women, Anna and Elsa, and their story, and they're these women you should aspire to and look up to, thin lips. I'm not even kidding.
That's a great breakthrough. They didn't get any filler done. That's very good. Well done.
Just finally, women that look like women with normal thin lips.
They haven't gone to see Dr. Tass.
No.
That's the Fox. 101.9. The Fox.
I tell you who is relaxed, and I'm really impressed by this, and that is Emma Wiggle.
Well done, Emma.
I really like Emma.
Which one? She the yellow one?
Yeah, she's the yellow one. Emma, and you know how she was married to the purple wiggle Lockie and they broke up?
No, he's the old purple wiggle.
Yeah, Jeff was the original purple.
Yeah. I got nude with the other yellow wiggle.
That's right. Mm. Well, anyway, Lockie and Emma, they got married. We all went, oh, what a beautiful union. Two wiggles got married. Then two wiggles broke up. But they broke up so amicably. Emma's done an interview yesterday and it just sounds, she's the sweetest girl. And she's basically said, we're better friends now. We love each other more now than we did when we were married. I don't even know how that works. But that
he
just
wouldn't
sounds
wake
brilliant.
Up, that's why.
Well, that's the old one. Again, Jeff. That's Jeff. You're getting the old Wiggles confused with Mark II.
Anyway, how's this though, Fev? So Emma has a new love interest.
The red
she's
one?
Now dating. She's gone off the coloured skivvies.
Oh, wow.
But you know how they bring in extras into
she has Wiggles? Not.
Like, you know how you're watching the Wiggles and then suddenly there's a guy with a guitar and you're like, who's that? He's not one of the Wiggles.
Hang on, is she dating Captain Feathersword?
No.
The dinosaur?
She's dating one of the musicians and he's often in the background with his guitar.
Right.
He comes on occasionally on some episodes just to play the music, the instrument. So she's dating one of the musicians from the Wiggles and wait for
it. That's a downgrade.
Lockie is dating one of the dancers, so occasionally they get dancers in, and there's a ballet dancer.
Quite an interesting set on the Wiggles, isn't it?
Wow, this is quite the tour.
Everyone's just getting it on with everyone.
I mean, they've broken up. They dated on the website. They married on the website.
Yeah.
And now they have dated. They're dating other guys and girls in the workplace. I mean, it's a good idea, I think, sometimes in life to branch out from your workplace, but if you can make it work the way the Wiggles can,
it's a bit of cold spaghetti,
impressed.
Hot potato, and then a smooch smooch out the back.
I'd love to hear.
Hot potato.
Could we open the phones and ask if anyone listening has dated multiple people in the workplace?
Wow.
Like, how do you even, how does that, does it work as amicably as Emma and Lockie Wiggle have made that work?
You dated someone in the workplace that didn't work.
I have. I've dated quite a few people in the workplace.
Lots.
Yes.
Most of my exes I met in the workplace. You're right.
Interesting.
You still work with Byron, which is good.
We've never dated.
131060 is the number. Give us a call right now if you've dated exclusively from the workplace, if that's been your main kind of hitting zone. 131060. What are you gesturing? What's all that about? I know it's very visual, but you're doing something with you writhing around. What are you doing?
I didn't want to hear the story when you two were in bed together.
Okay. 13, 10,
Didn't Byron just?
No, it was for radio. It was just a. It was just a stunt.
Quarter past eight here at the Fox.
What they say?
101.9 The Fox.
Now we've just talked about Emma Wiggle, who was married to Purple Wiggle Lockie. They broke up. They still work together, and now they're both dating different people who are part of the Wiggles. Now they haven't gone for the main cast, which is probably a good thing. But they've gone for some other backup. There's the guy that plays the instruments in the background. So Emma's dating him, and he's dating one of the dancers that often joins in with the dancing.
Wow.
So it's sort of, it could be tricky though for most people when you date more than one person from the same workplace. Maggie from Hoppers Crossing. Hi, Maggie.
Hi. This was quite a few years ago now. So I worked in the public service. And most of us were just young, like fresh out of school. And there's so many girls and so many guys that were young. And we just all go out and then we'd just date whoever we wanted. And then if that didn't work out, we just dated another one.
Gee. And Maggie, did it ever end in like fights and jealousy?
I was just happy.
No. Look, honestly, this building I worked in.
Oh boy.
Sounds like
free love.
They were flowing. There were so many girls and so many guys.
They were flowing.
We like him, we like him, but only one of us had him, and then if that didn't work out, the next one.
Swapsies.
It's got a very free love vibe, hasn't it?
Where is this place?
Woodstock, sort of like festivals.
I don't think it exists anymore. I'm not that young.
It's been shut down.
Well, tell you what, for that honesty, Maggie's also getting a free tank of gas, Thief.
We'll fill your tank, Maggie.
We're Petrol Palooza. So that was a lot more than we bargained for there from Maggie.
Oh, that's great, Hoppers Maggie. Crossing. Chris in Cranbourne. Hey, Chris.
Hi.
Yeah, good, Chris. Have you dated more than one person from the workplace?
I have indeed.
Ooh, how did it play out for you? Was it amicable?
Look, there are some amicable ones. Look, at the moment, I'm actually still with a girl that I dated in that workplace. So I used to work on a cruise line.
Oh, all stuck out at sea together.
Yeah, P&O.
Yeah.
It could be any cruise line.
So, Chris, was it a bit like Maggie's workplace, everybody hooking up with everybody and then mixing it up?
More or less, unfortunately, that's the way it turned out. And, yeah, some very awkward moments at times as well.
Oh, give us an awkward moment.
There's nowhere to run on a boat.
No, well, you could jump overboard, but really it's,
Do you have an awkward moment?
I tell you that much.
Okay. What about numbers-wise? I mean, we'll be talking, so how long were you working on the cruise line and maybe how many might you have dated?
So I was on there for about 4 years, and I'm probably looking at least 15 people throughout that time.
15 people in the same workplace?
15 in 4 years. A tank of petrol for you.
You've won yourself some petrol.
That didn't quite feel right, but anyway, it is the Fox at 22 past
eight. We really just rewarded promiscuity.
Evan Byron.
101.9. The Fox.
Fifi, Fev and Byron for breakfast. Would you agree, Fev, that having heard some of the names that Fif was working with as she landed with Daisy for Daisy Box, she was talking about this last week on the back of Toby and all the names you were thinking about, would you agree that it's almost a relief that she settled with Daisy, which is a lovely name?
I just think, because the first 24 hours of my baby Toby's life was named Brenda. which is not a fun name.
For sure.
And I'm just glad Daisy's been called Daisy, because some of these names that got read out last week, wow.
Faith, you've got to share them. I know it was an off-air conversation.
It was awful.
But some of the names.
It was an off-air conversation.
These options were awful.
Oh, hang on. I have to go and find them in my notes again. What were you, what was your other one for Toby though, Fev? You had another
Philly
one.
Philly.
Yeah, that's right. Philly for Vola. Yeah, I love it.
Philly,
see, I love that. Now, okay, where is my list? Well, now I'm embarrassed though, because I thought these were all great names.
No one's going to steal them, mate.
Will I do it in?
Will I do it
from the top?
Yeah, do it from the top.
Okay, Mitzi.
Yeah.
Okay. No. Now all of these, keeping in mind, the last name is Box, so really you need to add the Box.
Mitzi Box.
Mitzi Box. No. Honey.
Honey Box.
Honey
no.
Box.
No.
I had Sadie. I love Sadie.
Sadie Box.
No. Cleaning lady.
Essie.
What was that? Effie Box.
Tansy. I love Tansy.
Tansy Box.
Tansy Box. No.
Foxy.
Tessa.
Tessa's nice.
Actually, Tessa's quite lovely.
Scarlet, that's lovely.
Scarlet's nice. Yes. You love this.
Coco?
Coco Box.
Coco Box.
No.
Sounds like something you'd get at like Coco
I
Black.
Had Coco for Lenny.
Oh, you'll love this, Fev. Lulu? Not even joking, it's on the list.
Imagine. You couldn't call your kid Lulu.
No,
I will. Lulu Box.
Lulu. Gigi?
Gigi?
Gypsy?
You're just going through celebrity people.
Gypsy Box?
Gypsy?
Actually, Gypsy's actually quite, again, that's quite nice.
Gypsy? Minty? I love Minty.
No, that'll do.
Kit Kat?
101.9 The Fox.
Hey, it's a Monday, and what a great time to kick off a new dating term I've got for you.
Another dating term for you. Here's Fifi to talk it through.
And I've got two. Oh, little treat.
Oh, and you just hold one.
I know. Now, one of them is called, that's a good point, flea bagging. Now, flea bagging. Is are you familiar with the show Fleabag? I've not watched it yet, but people rave about it.
But I'm tipping it's got something to do with the.
Well, the character no.
The what?
No.
The what?
What's whistling?
Yeah, fleas? Mashed potatoes.
The what?
Mashed potatoes. Spuds.
I don't think so.
Spuds. Fleabag. That's a different bag.
Well, not the no.
I was just having a guess.
No cups of tea.
Okay, what's Fleabagging?
Fleabagging is different. So there's the character in the show Fleabag, she keeps going for unsuitable partners. So just men that are unsuitable for her. So that's that term. So if you keep going for the wrong guy or the wrong girl, you're fleabagging. There you go. Pop that on the if you're out in the dating world, don't be a fleabagger.
So it's got nothing of what I thought it was.
No, yours was very different.
Yours was a wow. Spuds and tea and everything was going on there. And this is the other one I've got that I needed to be double explained to me when I saw it. See, sometimes I think these people who come up with these terms are a bit too clever at times. This is a new one called causeplaying. But if there's anyone listening who wants to get in touch with an ex-partner, an ex-girlfriend or ex-boyfriend, this might be a good one for you.
Causeplay.
Okay. Causeplay. Right. So it means you hit up a form of flame to donate something charity related. So you're coming in cold off the wing to reach out to an ex-partner.
Just to touch base.
Yeah, but you basically go, hey, just trying to raise some money for this charity. Here's the link attached.
What?
Communication made. Get it? Like, and then they go, then the ex-boyfriend might go, great. How are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good. How are you? Should we catch up? Bang, made contact.
Wow.
Making contact is often the biggest challenge, Fev.
I like it.
Yeah, it's not bad, is it? I mean,
when someone says you've got to donate to a charity, you feel obliged.
Yeah, or you feel annoyed. Like, let's be honest, there might be some ex-boyfriends that go, give me a break.
But you're going to write back. You're not going to ignore it.
Yeah, you can't ignore that.
Oh, believe me, people can ignore you. You really? Can be ignored. Don't yes.
You. Just fleabag them.
That's another one, isn't it? That's ghosting.
There you go. And that closes the book on more dating terms from Fifi Box.
Another dating term for you. Here's Fifi to talk it through.
Hey, Boxy, I would have left the second one for next year.
Yeah, good point.
101.9 The Fox.
This is exciting. We'll be looking forward to this for the whole show. We are joined in the studio by a former professional rugby league footballer, TV personality, obviously hosting the big show tonight, The Amazing Race, tonight at 7:30 on 10, Fief.
First time on our show, though. What a treat. Bo Ryan, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I've always looked forward to meeting you. Well, all of you together.
I know. How you doing?
It's going really well because we're all on different screens. One's in Sydney, one's in a mansion in a leafy area with eight different rooms, and we're in the studio.
Yeah,
it's just a house.
But it's worth it. I mean, you know, at least I'm on the show. I mean, I'll be down there in a couple of weeks, probably for doing another show with Channel 10. Oh, when do you go? When do you finish up?
We finish Friday, mate. We won't be.
I finish Friday, so I'll just.
Holiday days.
I'll never see you ever again after this.
No, that'll be it.
Now, mate, the show's going well. I love The Amazing Race. I actually want to do The Amazing Race. I think it used to be my favourite show, and now you're one of my favourite people, and I love watching you. And you're actually doing all the challenges as well.
Yeah, it was important. There was two things that were important to me. I mean, the casting, we had to cover off, many different cultures and backgrounds, which was super important to me. And the second thing is I wanted to do all the challenges, which In theory, it was a good. It was a good idea. It was a good idea. I hate heights and I hate food, so that threw me right out. But yeah, I feel like I put it in perspective. A lot of people say to me, probably the same as you, oh, I could do this, I could do that. So I feel in good shape. So to show people how physically and mentally hard stuff is, I think it puts the show in perspective.
It's good to see we've both kept our good rigs since finishing footy. So we've got something in common, which is great.
Yeah. Yeah, well, anyway, we're going to eat this century egg.
Nice segue, Bo. Nice segue.
This is because in tonight's episode, now they've all got to go to a Thai market and they've got to eat 3 century eggs. Now, Bo, I know a little bit about these eggs. Can you give us the backstory and how disgusting they are?
Yeah, well, as you mentioned, we hit Thailand. We come out of Africa and we fly into Thailand tonight. And we weren't just there for the ping pong. We're there for other reasons. We get off the plane and there's a few challenges tonight that rocked me physically. I'll let you see tonight what unfolds on Channel 10 at 7:30. But the century egg, basically, it is a duck egg that has been aged for, I thought it was 100 years, but apparently it's 100 days.
It was 100 years as well.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling it. I just got told by my producer it's 100 days.
Then why is it called a century egg for?
Well, 100 days, 100, but 100 let's just say 100 years.
100 century.
Yeah, and it's basically there's a dead duck, and there could be other animals in there. Oh. They're being kept they're kept warm by Thai locals, and it just, I don't know if it ferments inside, but I can smell. I opened mine out of the plastic now. It stinks. It stunk the studio out.
Yeah,
do you chew it, Bo, or do you swallow it whole? What's the best technique?
Well, it's always good to swallow. You know, you should swallow. Always swallow and get it down. Get it down just to prove that you love me. All right, guys.
And the century egg, yep. In terms of a century
egg. So you should be swallowing, Feb, just to all show right, how much you love me, all right?
Are we going to do it together?
Well, just quickly. So we have Bo in one remote studio. We've got Feb here. Now, they're both armed with century eggs. Now, Bo, you have two. Now, surely one's enough. Why are you
holding? Yeah, I've got two. Now I think the small, to be honest, here's my two. The smaller one is packing a bit more punch, if I'm going to be honest. Okay. The bigger one is, you know, you probably say you do that one.
Okay. Yeah, but
it's
great.
That one's
got
green stuff coming out of it. It's got green liquid oozing out of it. This one's heavier. So I'm going to try the
heavy one too.
All right, so
something in
keeping
there.
In mind, this will all go up on our Instagram. We understand right now this is all very visual.
Do you eat the shell?
They just smelt it.
You don't eat the shell, do you?
No. Don't eat the shell. You rip the shell off, and you'll have like a black. The inside will be black and dense. Oh, take a bite into it, and you'll feel wet, gooey liquid, and then just swallow it. Get it down. Keep it down, and then go again.
You don't crack it into the bowl.
You can crack it. Yeah, you do whatever you can. I like to just rip the flesh off like that.
Oh, geez, Bo's already dry reaching, and he hasn't even.
Do we have buckets handy?
Yeah, Fev's got a branded Fox bucket right next to him. Good.
Oh, look, that's blue. I just saw Bo's. It's actually blue. It's so moldy and off.
This one's black.
Okay.
Right, we go. Are we doing this?
Come on, do it. You can do it. I mean, go, Bo. Go, Fev.
Are you going? You going?
Yeah,
we going, Fev?
I'm peeling it.
Okay.
Oh.
Fev, it's black.
Fev hasn't even gone near it, and he's already. Oh, look at it. Oh.
Okay, that's not right, Fev. You could get. Oh, Bo's got it in his mouth. He's gone. He's eating it.
Oh,
he's eating it. Fev's vomiting. I'm going.
Okay. Oh, Fev's
got it. I can't even be
hard. Okay.
One of mine's got a yolk in it.
This is some of the most.
It's making me sick, and I'm not even eating it.
Come on, Fev.
This is really confronting.
Oh, I'm into number two. Look at number two.
Okay. Bo! That's wrong. It's wrong.
Sort of looks like an off Snickers bar. Oh.
It's black. It's off. This is disgusting.
Fev's eyes are watering.
I can see
okay,
the.
I think maybe we finished.
I can see the duck's face.
Okay, maybe. Do you think we're done, Fev? It's a bit much.
I haven't even eaten one, but I don't feel very well.
I'm not sure if this is. I don't know about.
You're not with a show, man.
Okay. I think Bo wins the challenge technically.
I just wanted Bo. Bo, I wanted your first time on our show, Bo, to be memorable and for you to enjoy the experience. And I just feel like it's been quite the opposite.
Yeah, I can. I've taken a bite out of this one. This one was a male duck, if you can see.
Okay, no, all right. Thank you for that, Bo. Look, we'll
circumcised.
Okay, there's a lot of detail being given here.
This circumcised
okay,
duck.
Okay, we might just pop Bo's volume down. Oh, wow. We've had fun here. The Amazing Race tonight at 7:30 on 10. Fev, are you okay? We just want to make sure for your own well.
He's not well.
Oh, They don't do this on 3AW, do they?
I just saw Fev vomit.
Okay. Hey, this reminds me of the last time me and you were out, Fev.
100%.
All right, let's pull the pin.
Origin, how good.
Range of fragrances at the lowest prices. Chemist Warehouse really is the real house of fragrances this Christmas.